Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, and welcome back to Gracefully Said. Today I have a very beautiful guest. She's beautiful, she's talented, she's sexy. She knows exactly what she wants. When I saw her, my body was shaking. Please help me welcome the beautiful Cheyenne.
Oh, thanks. I'm talking
shy,
myself.
Shy baby. I'm going to call you that. Can I call you that?
Yeah.
Shy baby.
I love it.
Period. So how are you?
I am good.
First of all, you came onto my podcast. My God will bless you.
Yeah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Perfect. Yeah, so tell me. Actually, let me tell you, because obviously, when I was looking for guests for this podcast, I was like, I want to find girls that are similar to me. Yeah. And in a way, I actually feel like we're quite similar.
I know we are.
Why I think that is, I had a look at like some of the things you've been doing. You two, you've been blasting men on the sides.
Yeah.
You've been blasting men, but you're doing it in a demure way, and I love it.
Oh, do you think?
I think so. I feel like you do show that. I like girls that have their worth. They know their worth. They know what they're supposed to get. You just seem very much like that. So I'm like,
here we are.
I'm connecting with you. So, like, obviously, you're known for, you know, going on dates. What? Tell me about that. How did that even start?
Do you know what? It started, about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
The idea kind of developed for whenever I used to go out with my friends.
Yeah.
I was always like, do you know, like that cock block friend? That's like whenever guys are trying to chat to the girls, I'm like, nope.
Yes.
Like, I was always that friend. So it was kind of like, and my friends always just be like, oh, you're so funny. You're just like, you're always just blocking men. And I just was like, this just needs to be a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was kind of like trying to develop the idea. And then there was like actually a meme. And it was like, do you know the meme? And it's like a woman sitting at a dinner table. And she's like, how do you feel about feminism? Da, 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 da. And I was like, that is literally me. Like everyone would send it to me. So I was like, put it in a show format.
But do you think we're feminists or do we just know our worth?
Yeah, but this is the thing.
Because it's like we're pro women and we're pro treating women correctly.
Yeah.
But I don't know, feminists, there's some feminists that are a bit extreme.
Yeah, I think that's the extremist of everything.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird because I would say like the word feminist doesn't even like, people don't even want to say it anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm happy pro just like equality with everything.
Exactly.
But then am I a feminist? Because I actually think women are better than men. Crazy.
Well, you said it. You said it. Honestly, I do think the same way, but I'm not sure how I feel about men nowadays. I don't know. Are you dating? Are you talking to
anyone? Oh, no, listen. I'm stressed.
Are you?
It's just stressful. I just feel like dating is so tough these days. And it's like, and as you get older, the dating pool gets worse.
It gets worse.
No, seriously. I feel like
the dating pool needs deliverance.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of them need to be delivered. It's shambolic.
No, it really is. Like, it really is.
My next question is, who would you say was the worst guest?
Ooh.
So who would you say? Because you've had some guests, but who would you say was like, I would never in a million years.
To be honest with you, can I just say like most of them, at least like 95%, I would not date in real life. Like respectfully, like guys, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate you all. But I feel like the kind of man I actually want.
Yeah.
Isn't someone I would entertain on the show and like off camera, they're nice people, but the camera personalities are too intense for me.
Disrespect. So what would you say your type is though? Like,
no, do you know what? My type is just
because I don't know how to answer that question anymore. Yeah. I feel like my types, they don't make sense.
Yeah.
So clearly there's something I'm doing wrong. They don't make sense. So really and truly, do you think like our types actually, should we have a different perspective? Like, what do you think?
I don't know, because do you know what? My actual type is, I know it's the cop-out answer, but it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's why it's dangerous, because you could literally laugh me into bed, and I hate that about myself. Seriously.
What do you mean? Like you like a personality?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
But I just love to laugh and I want someone that can just make me laugh for the rest of my life because I just feel like you're not going to have looks forever. So you've got to be able to vibe with that person. Yeah.
Question though, have you seen any of like my videos online?
Yeah, no, what was it?
I want to know what your first, like when you first ever saw a video of mine. Like,
I can't remember what you said, but I remember what you're wearing.
I like that.
Yeah.
Tell me.
You had like a peach. Is it like a peach top?
Okay.
I can't remember, but I think peach it was top, ranting about men though. That's why I was like, yeah, you're wearing a peach top and I'm sure it's like, is it navy bottoms?
Is there anything you could see like what I said maybe?
No, that's what I'm saying. But I remember thinking, I like you. And then, when you done that shoot and I was like, okay, she's on the shoot. And then when I saw you at the screen, I was like, okay, great. Because I always like to see someone in person to tell them that I like them before like befriending it on social media.
I remember seeing you from when you were with, I think it was Castillo's one.
Oh yeah,
and
Castillo's
I just remember
great.
Thinking, this girl is so, I get an orgasm when I see girls that are just so like sure of themselves. I don't give a bloody shit what you think I should receive. I'm going to tell you what I receive.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get that from you. So, which is what I like. Thank I think women you. Should be open about what they should get and what they deserve.
Yeah, no, 100.
And I don't think they should feel any type of way because if a man says they want something, they don't feel no type of way to tell you.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care about our feelings.
No, they don't. Care. Of course, they want it. They don't feel any type of way about it. So I feel like if women want something, they should also say what they feel like is right for them.
Be unapologetic.
Exactly.
Exactly what you want.
One thing I did notice, though, is that you have more of like a male...
That's what I'm saying. I'm out here bitching about them and it's like predominantly male.
Shai, they love you.
It's crazy.
It's like you're telling them, give me this. They're just gluing to you. They're obsessed.
Yeah.
What is that like? Because my following is mainly women. My following, like I tell you, 90% of my following is women and they are what are soldiers.
I like, love that.
I love my followers because that literally, that's probably what keeps me going because I'm like, there's people out there that's worse than me. I think I'm, you know, pro women, but they're actually women that are, I would deal with you mercilessly. Yeah. Worse. So how is it like you having more of like a male following?
To be honest with you, it blows my head because I'm always like ranting about men and I'm just like, you guys just come here for the disrespect.
And they love it.
No, they do. But
is that kind of like that thing when men, you know, the men that they have like on...
On
leashes. But get in the cage. Get in the box.
Do as you're told.
Yeah. I think you'd be good at that.
Thank you.
Ooh, I'd love to see
new
you.
Career calling.
I'd love to see you whipping. Oh boy, no, actually, that's quite bad. That's mean. Okay.
We love it. No, but do you know what it is? I think because my, as much as I rant about men, but I genuinely love men. Like,
same.
I love them. But it's kind of like my intentions are good. So it's kind of, I'm never going to say anything just to be a dick.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, I'm doing it with good intentions. And right. I think they actually see through it. I don't know. Maybe they're also delusional as well. But I don't have no ill intent when I'm delivering my content.
Neither, just is the thing. Like, I am happy you said that because I feel the same way. I'm not telling you that I don't love men because I love you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that there's certain actions and behavior you lot are doing that's not making sense.
No.
You know, and that's why I'm really happy we have this platform because I want it to be shared that, like, yes, we could be strong about what it is that we would want, but it doesn't mean that we dislike you or we're feminists where we want to throw all the men
not
in the bin.
No, fight you all the time. It's like, stop it.
We're saying we clock your behavior and we want you to change.
Yeah, just stop it. Just stop doing that
behavior because it's not giving. I want to know how you're dating because I'm also in your own, in like your space. So
yeah.
I'd love to hear how you're going about it because...
You know,
like, how are you going on about dating? Like how...
No, to be fair, I think firstly, doing a date show was... And trying to actually date in the real world was like one of the hardest things.
Yeah.
Because it's like one, I think I'll never forget, like this was years ago, but I was on a date with this guy and I didn't tell him what I'd done. So I'd like, it was like a natural encounter.
I don't tell them either.
Yeah. And then I'm out and I think we were in Sushi Samba. And then like, basically these guys keep coming up to me, like taking pictures and doing stuff. And then like saying stuff. And the guy's like, what is going on? And it was only to like, we go downstairs and then other people then come up and they give the bag. I know she's like this YouTuber. Da, da. And then he was like, oh. And then it was like, then he didn't know how to take it. And then I had to say to him, like, just don't watch my content. Like,
That's just what I say. Watch my content. I say that as well. Just don't. You see, yours is more classy, demure, no. Whatever. Sometimes I think, Grace, should I tell this guy that I didn't? Because I don't want you to go there. I want to spoil everything. Maybe you won't.
Exactly.
You might not call me back after you've seen it.
No, but I think it also changes the experience because I think it also then becomes, do they actually want to date you for you?
Right.
Or do they just want to be able to say they've experienced you? So
that's also another thing.
I'm so guarded.
It is really tough. But I think what works for me or what has been working okay is really not dibble dabbling within my space. So if I want to do anything, I go find a way. Yeah. I go find a way to do any nonsense I want to do.
Yeah.
Is it nonsense there? But I go far away to go and do anything I want to do because I feel like it's too big of a risk to take. Unless I really know that,
we're stepping like, in together.
And I see you really doing the most about it. I don't think I'll be comfortable in this space dating.
I think
I'm
it's
just watching you like, is he a liar?
I think it's
does
hard.
Does he want to tell his friends? Is he going to say something? Trust I don't me. Like that.
No, I think as well, just is the dating scene is just, it's just weird. I feel like everyone's like low effort, no effort.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm a lover girl, honestly.
Of
like,
course, so
you
am
tell
I.
me your favorite chocolate. You tell me your favorite. Yes, I'm writing in my phone notes.
Exactly.
Like my memory's bad. So my phone notes, I'm like this. They like this, their favorite song. So then when it comes to like gift giving, like it's really well thought out.
Yeah.
You know, but then I just start, I've been a bit bitter, to be honest with you, like this last year.
The
like,
thing is, I don't want us to go down that route.
No, please. I can't. I'm too nice to be turned like scorned.
No, don't let me be a scorned
woman. I already have three cats. I have three cats already. I'm going there.
Oh gosh, no. In the beds. Do you sleep with all your cats?
No, they're my babies.
I'm running.
No, I'm like a cat lover.
I'm frightened.
If a cat was here right now, I'd stroke it.
If a cat was right there now, I would run for my life.
Yeah, I'm like, really?
I don't mind them. Do you know what it is? I don't mind them. I just don't like how slow they move.
What? I just think it's so like,
I feel like they're either moving real slow.
Mysterious.
Like they want to come and bite you. Or they move fast.
Yeah,
I don't like the fastness. It's giving rats.
No. Sometime. Oh my God. I'm a cat mum.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
No, not my cats. Okay. Could never.
I need to work on the cat thing.
Yeah.
I think my Nigerian mum made me hate them.
Yeah, probably.
Not hate them, but she made me just sort of be scared of them.
No, they're nice.
I need to give them a try.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, you will not. You will not. Wait, what about you with the dating? Hold on. Can I throw it back at you? Because I never know to throw it back on people's podcasts. So what about you? What's dating like for you?
Okay. Dating life for the past like 4 years was non-existent. I'll be honest. I want to be honest on this show. It was non-existent because me too, I was in that world of being angry and bitter. And once I surpassed that and it took a while, but once I jumped over the sadness, it was just, I was so happy.
But how do you get over the sadness?
I feel like I just applied myself like to the things I was doing. And I know that sounds really cliche, but I didn't have time for anything else.
I hear it.
Like I just applied myself to what was important to me and I just focused on that. Every other thing, fuck you.
Yeah. No. It's true.
Seriously.
But you have to like lock in with yourself.
I don't want anything to do with it. I just detached. And I think my body is what told me I was ready. Like I knew I was ready to date again because I was like, ooh. He's kind of cute.
Yeah. But
that's when I started.
Attractive though.
Yeah, because are you one of those people that you only like them once you know them?
Yeah.
I'm a bit like that. So I can look at you and find you attractive, but I can't be like, because I've never had like, you know, like a one night stand.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, yeah, just.
Sometimes, even when like I was feeling angry, I felt like, ah, just to be a bitch, let me go and sleep with somebody. But
really
I couldn't do it. I can't do it because it's like, I have to really have some sort of connection with
there.
You before that happens. So I think yeah, just my main thing was applying myself.
Yeah.
To what you, you know, but also not to allow them to change you as a person.
Yeah.
Because you're a sweet, amazing, you know, bubbly. Then someone would, one dinosaur will come from somewhere and then change your mind.
But
and
everything.
Then now you're going to be angry and you're going to be bitter. And
yeah. I think, like, that's the hardest thing. I think for me, when I went through like a heartbreak was, sorry, I've gone heavy quick, but like it's that, it's kind of when you know like yourself to be like that sweet, bubbly, like fun, energetic person. Then when you do get in the wrong relationship or situation, it does change you.
But one thing is that you're never the same.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. I've had one heartbreak that destroyed me, but I think I'm so happy that it happened.
Yeah.
Because what it does is it teaches you, first of all, you will never fuck with me again.
Yeah. It teaches you self-respect.
You will never, ever, and I will never be naive or not paying attention as much.
That part.
Because, I don't know, I just feel like, for me, I've always been the type to be, I don't feel the need. Why am I going to look for your phone? For what? What am I going to do this for? What am I going to do that for? Like, I know you ain't going anywhere. I had that type of, never have that. Never
don't
ever
be
had
naive
that.
And don't be stupid.
Don't be like, stupid. Don't think that you're the baddest. I'm the baddest, but I'm not.
Yeah, but even if you're the baddest,
it still happened. So, I think one of the main things for me is like, maybe now I might look for your phone.
Yeah. But do you know what as well?
It's toxic, but I don't fucking care.
No, but do you know what? Men, I should add, men love bitches. Like,
of course,
when
they
you're
want
mean,
you to be, they want you to be mean.
When you're mean,
why do they like
they
that?
They come back. Like, and it's so weird because I'm not naturally a mean girl.
Yeah.
So like,
wait, you have to be a
I'm trying
good
to channel
girl.
Mean girl and
have
it's
have you ever heard that quote, good girl no they pee? Good girl no they pee.
Yeah.
That good. I want to be a good girl. I want to be
No.
You have to be a bitch.
No, you have to. That you actually have to. And it's crazy even saying this, like on a big podcast, you have to. But being nice actually gets you nowhere sometimes.
No, it
because
doesn't.
It's when you're nice, when you trust them, when you do this, that's when they be doing
you
the
can
most.
The thing is, it's like you can be nice, but you can't be nice where you're in Lululand.
Yeah.
That's where I think a lot of girls, because they got a new man. You know, my man.
Exactly.
And when you start going into that last man, that's how fast they disgrace you. That's another thing that I don't like.
But that's why I think as well, I don't want to claim anyone publicly because I don't want to embarrass myself. I cannot embarrass myself.
Exactly. But question, now that you're public and you look back, when you first started, would you... still, knowing the way dating is now, would you still have become a creator?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I love my job. I think it's the best thing to be able to be creative, do what you want.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change it for the world. Mm. I probably would have been more savage because I just feel back then, give everything and then calm down now so you can switch up. But I wouldn't change nothing because I just think as well, it's like, if anything, me being so outspoken about men and experiences, dating and conversations, they're not getting any better either. So if anything, you just got to you sometimes find better the devil you know, because guys will come up to me, obviously the Red Pill Manosphere guys are the worst, right?
Okay, and if we get into that Red Pill business,
but
my God.
I always know a nice guy because they'll come up to me and they'll say unless it's their chat line to talk to me, they're like, those Red Pill guys, they're the worst. I'm like, yes, I know that you're on the good side.
I can imagine everyone, every corner you go, shy baby. I can imagine everyone's, excuse me, you're cute, you're sexy. Is that your day? I feel like that's your day.
I know,
you just
it's
pop
nice.
Into you just nice. Pop into Costa, they just give you everything for free. They say take the whole Costa.
Yeah, life's nice on this
take
side.
Take the whole Starbucks. I can imagine. Take everything.
No, but that also is because I think that's also just being soft. So it's just knowing the dynamic.
There's a big balance.
When to be mean girl and when to be soft. Because soft girl me gets everything, just not in a relationship.
Yes, that's me.
Just
well.
Not in a relationship.
Oh my gosh, I can so relate to that. Yeah. I wonder, anyway.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It is what it is. So we're going to go on to some hot topic. Let's go with, do you think people really want love or attention?
Oh, attention. Attention, 100%.
From who though? Okay, should we say girls or boys? Girls. We should say girls.
It's hard though, because I say if we make it, if we generalize.
Want love? I don't think men want love.
No, they don't. I think men need love, and this is why they be acting love, crazy.
Yes. Yes,
like
they
need love, but I think naturally women, especially with the women I know, so that's why I can't generalize. Like the women I know also love are girls.
Yeah, they know? Are same.
Yeah, I don't get wrong. I know a few finessers. Like, don't get it twisted. But everyone, like the females I know, genuinely want love. But I think it also that comes with the whole finesse state culture, so it's hard.
I feel like everyone, what I've noticed, everybody doesn't want to get hurt. Mm. They don't want to get violated. They don't want somebody to say, oh, she took the piss. Men as well, they don't want women to take the piss out of them.
Yeah.
And I think what's wrong with being 30 now is that we're all in this space where we don't want to be hurt. We don't, because we've experienced
we've been hurt now enough times.
So now our eyes are bulging. Everybody's eyes are bulging.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you're a fucking bitch. Don't do this to me. Don't do this. So I feel like it's a cycle. And I think until we all just be like, you know what? This is exhausting. Because I think even sometimes when I'm talking to someone, I'm like, I don't really want to ring them because they're going to think you're this. I'm just, are you not tired?
Yeah.
Like, can I not just be me?
Yeah.
I don't want to call this person because he's going to think I'm too desperate.
And I have no shame. I will call your phone like 15 times off the hook.
No, I'm the opposite. I really am the opposite. Like, to get anything out of me, you have to squeeze it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll just be... But I could be thinking about you. I could be wanting to talk about you mentally.
You all damn day, but no, I will not text you.
You will not know. You will not know. You feel like this girl don't like me.
Oh,
and
see?
I'm trying to get myself out of that, but...
Oh, yeah. See, I'm a cheese ball. Like, honestly, I'm like, if I see something sweet, I'm that person thinking of you. Just see this. Like, I am that person.
No way.
Yeah, no, I'm proper, like, cringe with it. Like,
thinking of you, ..
No, but if I see something to say, like, I don't know, oh no, that's crazy. I was going to say the banana. But something, I'd be like, oh, this reminds me of you or whatever.
That's cute.
Yeah, I think it's just nice because I think I just put the energy that I want back. Like, I want you to think of me and tell me when you're thinking of me.
Yeah.
So text back.
I think I've got...
Text back, please.
I feel like I've got harsh... Maybe I've got harsh taste in men because I don't know why they're not... They're not like that. So I just keep my thoughts to myself.
No, maybe you should send and be like, hey.
I would never send anything.
Oh my God. I'll be next to you, like, right, we're going to send this text.
I would never send anything. My way, I'm a Nigerian girl. Nigerian ways of accepting things is like, maybe if they ask me, are you hungry? Yes, I'm hungry. I want something to eat.
Oh my God.
That's the way we are.
Oh my God, no, you need to chill with me for a bit.
Yeah, I know.
Have you sent in essays?
Ooh, not an essay, girl.
You said text was enough.
Okay, so do you think soulmates exist?
Yeah. Oh, 100% they do. But I think you can have different soulmates. I feel like you can have friend soulmates, twin flames.
Yeah.
Like, I believe there is someone for everyone, but you can have different levels of it.
Twin flame, I always wondered that. Is that just not because you guys have been sexing too much?
No.
So now you guys are twins.
Yeah.
You guys are twins.
No, because I think twin flame as well doesn't need to be like intimate in that way. It's like a different kind of connection.
But you've been intimate though.
Not always.
Really?
Mm.
So you could be a twin flame with just
and there's just like
person.
A soul connection there when you're just very in sync.
I feel like that's lust. That's just lust.
Do you reckon? It's being lusting after everyone. I'm like, twin flame.
Yeah. I feel like maybe because you just find them attractive.
No, because I don't find people attractive. So that's why it's
do you
like...
not?
No, it's like I go off vibes. I know it sounds so cringe.
What
vibes.
Was the last couple of... I need to know. What was the last... like, what kind of flavours do you date? What was your last boyfriend?
Black. I think the last time I dated a white guy was 10 years ago.
Oh, so you like them chocolate, period.
Yeah. I'll never forget because obviously I grew up in Essex.
Okay.
So obviously my environment was just white.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first time I got like brought to a London. Black guy home. No, my dad goes, welcome to the brotherhood. I was like, Dad, shut up. He was like, yes. Because obviously my dad's very proud. And I'm like...
Where's your dad from?
Both my parents actually mixed race.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jamaican. From, yeah,
okay, half English, but Jamaican. Both Jamaican. Island beauty. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it.
Do you believe in soulmates? That's a big sigh. That's a huge ass sigh.
Because I really believe more in lust. Really? That's why I struggle with the soulmates. Because I feel like we're all attracted to what we attract.
That's true.
To two.
And it's the reality.
And I think everyone could then miss, because then it's like, oh, that's my soulmate. That's my soulmate. Mm. That's my, like you said, like there's a lot of people I that's feel so like I have, like I connect with your soul. Even if we're talking as friends, like I might think, okay,
yeah,
I connect in that way. But if it's on a romantic, if I see someone romantic, I can, I feel like I'm just lusting over them. And they're so lusting over me.
I think I should probably do that because I fall in love all the time. I'm like, you just have to tell me a story. I'm in love.
I love it.
Like, I'm that delusional person. So I need to just, I'm in lust. I'm not in love. I'm in lust.
Yeah, you got to remind yourself because it, sometimes it is like heavily just, ooh.
Yeah.
He's no, fine as hell.
I get excited about people because even like, even on a friendship thing, like
yeah.
The guy that I was seeing at the time, whenever I'd make a new friend, like I get obsessed. But I don't know if it's like, I have like an addictive personality where I get obsessed with people. Like, yeah. And I start looking at all their content. And I'm like, oh my God, I just love this person. So like, yeah. And he's like, just calm down. Like, stop. Like, just.
I'm
just
your friend, okay? I mean, it's good. I feel like it. I don't know. I don't think there's any wrong or right answer to it, to be honest. Mm. I feel like if that's just you as a person, the people who know you will be like, that's yeah. just shy.
Yeah, no, but it's yeah. my hyperfixations is crazy. But soulmate, if you're watching this, stand up.
That's if they do. I don't believe, I don't know. That soulmate thing, I'm not sure. I just think you think I'm sexy. I think you're sexy. And then we are now.
Just sexy together.
Do you understand? Sexy together. I don't know. Soulmates. I just, you know, I think as well, I think heavily that the moment you start liking someone, you start feeling like it's feeling like that soulmate type.
Yeah.
That's just when they just disgrace you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I'm losing. I mean, the younger me would have said, yeah, I love a soulmate. Soulmates are facts. But I don't know. Now I just think the older I get, I just think everybody's just lusting after people. You think I'm cute. You think she's cute. You think he's cute. And then it's like when you're not feeling it anymore, you just, it's just, it withers away.
Yeah.
I've seen people who've been in long, really, really long-term relationships. And then, like, you see them in a year's time, they're no longer together. I think that really scares me.
Yeah.
If you're really soulmates, you will never let each other go.
That's so true.
Like, oh. You won't let each other go. Mm. And that's also what I feel about, like, really, really being in love with someone. I think besides, like, if you love someone, you're not going to hurt them. You're not going to disrespect them. You're going to work at your relationship as much as you can and stay together. But where does that happen anymore?
Yeah, people don't want to do the work.
No.
They actually don't.
They don't. What's something you think people romanticize that isn't actually healthy?
I think just the relationships. I think you go on Instagram and it's like that whole couple goals and just being in a situation. I think also the whole transactional dating, you know, yes. like the this man loves me, he's buying me a Chanel and like, yes. and don't get me wrong, I think every little girl in us likes the handbags, likes the like shoes and clothes. But the reality of it is like transactional dating, like that's not
it doesn't give what people think it gives.
Yeah, basically, that just warrants all the disrespect, right. all the cheating, all the lies. But don't worry, he bought you a Birkin. Like, it makes no sense.
Transactional dating, you're going to end up in McDonald's.
Yeah.
The person, the guy ain't really, them guys that be giving stuff, it doesn't lead to anywhere.
No, it's
nothing. It never does. And I also wanted to really highlight that on my platform because people, you know, over the years, I have said certain things, which I do, like, believe in gift giving.
Yeah. It's like, that's also love language.
I believe in gift giving. I believe in showing your wifey that she's amazing and she's, you know. But transactional, that's a whole different story. Yeah. I never said that.
Yeah,
I never said that. So all them people that say, you're a gold digger, at the end of the day, can we even go dig from you?
Yeah.
Some of the guys that be saying, because they don't want women to say that they want this and they want that. Yeah. They don't want me to encourage women to say that you should have healthy relationships.
But what's wrong with that though? I think it's all like love languages are fine. Like,
I don't know.
If you like acts of service, that's fine. If you like gift giving, like, yeah, and gift receipt, like there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it is true because like men like to shame it. It's like, she's asking for too much. She's entitled. She's leading them down the wrong path. And it's
like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with that. And to the men, if there any men are even listening, they probably think, saw me on it, clocked out.
Babes, I'm telling you, Shai, they're going to be here because of you. Second of all, they do. They like us when we're like this. They like it.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
They do.
And what kills me is that people think, yeah, that when you're open and you're honest about how you want to be treated, you think that men don't still come to talk to us.
Yeah,
I find it quite hilarious.
No, it's true. And
like, if you think I'm struggling for a date, you're very delusional.
Yeah, innit?
They love us that we're it's like they want me to beat them, they want me to smack them, they want me to slap them.
They like it. You can see the DMs be crazy. I was like, someone just like sends, like they'll send like a DM like, hiya, can I please be your piggy? Please abuse me. And you're like,
not your piggy.
Yeah, he's gonna love it now. I've even said,
I love it.
Piggy. You know, it's just so funny.
You should have said, yeah.
I know, don't get me wrong. I'm like, listen, if the management weren't on the Instagram.
Oink like a pig. Oink like a pig. No, love. I actually love that. Good. Good.
But can I actually say though, like, I think it is nice for women to get nice things. And I feel like men, and this is why you should buy your woman stuff, because it's like a reflection of you. When you can level up your woman, like that's a good flex. That is a
I don't
big
know why
flex.
They don't see it like that.
Like, why don't you want to flex that your woman flex?
Small, I don't want to say poverty. I'll say small poverty. Those are the ones that have something to say. Because especially the ones that are in my comment section, I don't want to insult anybody. I don't want to insult anybody, but let's be real. Even me as a friend, like, I gift my friends. Like, we gift them. We go to dinner. Yeah. One person pays for the bill if they feel like it. Do you understand? Like, it's not a big deal.
We romanticize our lives with our friendships.
It's not that serious. So when I see people really going in trying to be like, yeah, I go digger. Do you even have gold to dig?
Yeah, exactly. But these men will die on that hill. You know? They will die on that hill.
Shai, we're going to be in trouble. They're going to drag us.
I've had several miserable experiences with online dating. I start talking to one person and when we meet, their picture is nothing like what they look like in real life. Am I obligated to sit through the entire date with someone now that I consider them a total stranger? And can I ask them to cover the cost of their meal? So I'm assuming this is a meal. Because it doesn't say if it's a male or female.
Oh, yeah. So he's getting catfished by her. So she wasn't what she... Yeah, so he didn't like... Yeah, so she doesn't like her pictures. He now doesn't want to pay for the meal.
Well, that's just too bad. That's just too bad.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, that's too bad.
What do you want? Out.
I feel like any man... I think I spoke about this... when I was last on, but I think any man taking a woman out, the money is already deducted from when you leave the house.
Yeah, from when you ask for the date.
It's already, I don't think any grown man should be asking for money back because you took somebody out. Regardless, she could have been a hot ting. You got there and she still weren't your flavor. Doesn't mean you should now say, okay, I want all my Uber money. I want my petrol money. I want my... Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I know.
No, but I think you should be prepared. And I think ultimately, like, yeah, you know you're going on a date. Like you said, the money's already being deducted. And ultimately, you could still have a good time just because you're not attracted to her. And I hate that. Just have a good time.
Yeah, because enjoy, a lot make of most men of your money. Feel like they're expecting shagging after the dates. Yeah,
exactly. You're revealing what you really want.
That's all it is. You're now not going to get any shagging on the dates. So you now said, okay, cool, give me my money back. You've got something wrong with you.
Yeah.
My new partner has an OnlyFans account and wants me to be on it. What should I do?
If you have a babe that's in OnlyFans anyway, then you guys should just be enjoying yourselves. What do you want me to contribute to that?
Yeah.
You guys are doing OnlyFans. Help your girlfriend,
isn't it?
And do what she said you should do. do what she said you should do. If she said you should off your pint and listen. Mm-hmm. That's all I can that's all I can contribute. Listen also, to your wifey.
Going back to the first one, sorry. How did you skip the video call phase? Like, you haven't had a video call. So if you've not met them, you would do a video call. So well, that's just blowing me. Why wouldn't you video call?
Some people, isn't that on like Tinder? Yeah, but
when you get number, you're definitely going to do a video call before you meet a person, no?
Right.
Or not?
Some people might not, though. Some people might not. Clearly, I mean, if I met someone, one of the first things I'd say is FaceTime.
That's your own fault for being stupid.
So maybe the other, maybe even the guy is ugly.
Yeah,
maybe the guy is not making sense as well.
See?
Not saying anybody's ugly before they start saying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm a 59-year-old male. I'm a successful businessman nearing retirement, married twice, grown kid, minimal baggage. I'm looking for an outgoing, stable woman with similar demographics. Here's the problem. I want to travel with her.
Let's break this down. Kevin, let's break this down. You're 59 years old and you think you're... What did she say? He said?
No baggage.
He doesn't have baggage. So being a 15-year...
Married twice.
Being a 59-year-old man with that... Okay. Everything I'm going to say is going to be bad, by the way. Everything is going to be bad. Okay. Should we split this? 59 years old, right? There's nothing wrong with 59 years old. However, you've been married twice. So something is wrong somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So something is wrong somewhere. What do you think?
Yeah, listen, I feel like he just wants to have fun.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Something ain't right.
Yeah.
And the fact that that is bad. That sounds like baggage already.
No, but also
him
saying, no, that is baggage
wrong,
already.
Something's wrong.
There's no baggage. No, been married twice, no baggage. So you are
wrong.
The problem.
Something's
but
wrong.
I think he just wants to have fun now. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just say. Just
before
say.
You continue, shall I finish it?
Yeah.
There's more. So I want a partner to travel with, entertain with, and be significant others with, but not interested in marriage or cohabitation.
Of course.
Where do I find this person? Most of the women I meet are looking for cohabitation.
Go to OnlyFans
or married.
You see them there. Start with OnlyFans. That's where your girl is. Mm. That's exactly. He wants a toy.
He wants a sugar baby. Like
he can even. You know what? My advice. They have dolls. They have dolls now. They have dolls. They have robots. Can go and get one of. Order your own. Cannot be more than 5K, 6K. Get a doll. Go on OnlyFans. They'll be happy to assist you. But you're not ready for anything serious. So.
No, but they're the type of men that should just have transactional dating relationships. Like, if you don't want commitment, you
but
want
that's
all
the thing.
These perks,
why don't men just say it?
Because
there's a lot of men that are like that. And it's like, just be honest. You prefer to have a babe from OnlyFans.
Say it. It's
you
okay.
You want a babe that does porn because that's all you watch from morning till night.
Yeah.
Porn.
That's it.
So just go and get yourself a professional.
A babe, yeah.
Babe. Lady of the night who has the same stamina as you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You come and start all the girls that want to be nice, beautiful,
they
nice,
be
beautiful.
They want to be wives.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Don't come corrupt us.
Don't
go,
come and
go over there.
Do the right thing. Open your Google now. Just go to Google now. Type robots with vagina. Go and get one. Like, it's so irritating.
Yeah.
59. So he's probably rubbished two wives already. Wasted their time.
Yep. Twice.
Wasted their time. Because marriage is a big deal. Unless you're bored. I don't understand why you would go and get married and you don't really love the person.
Yeah,
I don't
crazy.
Know how someone could do that. So... Anyway.
Yeah.
My girlfriend wants to meet my family, but I would prefer to keep them separate because part of my family has some baggage I'm not proud of or prepared to share at this point. Am I wrong for that? And how do I explain it?
No. Some family members don't need to be shared. Listen, you're moving your family. You're moving. You've got your family over here. You've got your new situation here. Before... Before your family start mixing over and saying the things that they shouldn't say. It's better to just leave them there. Make sure that the guy is ready. Is it a woman or a man?
My girlfriend, so that's a man. Yeah. He's saying my girlfriend wants to meet my family.
Yeah, man.
Just pick your favourite family members, that's it.
That's it. Pick the faves. Pick your favourite. Like, some family members, they'll make you feel like not want to... No. Yeah, you don't need to see that one.
Yeah.
That one. We all have that family with that one. I'd rather you not see them today. Maybe when we're 2 weeks to the wedding, I might allow you. But right now, you have a very different outlook on me. So, so before they spoil everything for you, it's better just...
They can block your blessings.
It's true, they can block your blessings. Some family members, it's best to just leave them at home and just say... Even if you need to hire. Funny. But yeah.
My partner doesn't post pictures of me on Instagram. Should I be worried?
That's a good one. Oh, Would hard. You? I'll let you answer that.
Because internally, I want to be like, yes, you should. But then I'm like, I ain't posting no one. Because it's like, I think it depends. If they do social media for a living, you can excuse them. Look at me, master manipulator.
Look at you.
Like, yeah, I can get
Even
away
with it. Social media is fine.
But I think it just depends on where you're at in a relationship, to be honest with you.
It's just scary times, man. Yeah. I don't even know how to answer it.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know how to answer it. But I just think one thing that I feel like we're really missing in life right now is being able to just live our lives. Even as creatives, it's so tough. Like, you don't want to show this. You just want to hide this. It's like... I just want to live. I'm actually getting to the point now where I just want to be me. If you want to judge it, judge it. If you want to, if you want to laugh at it, laugh at it. I don't care.
I'm there now. The same.
I'm there. So it's like, I was actually saying the other day that I actually, like my friend was saying, she doesn't think that she would share her partner when she's married because, you know, he's known and people know him. And I thought to myself, like, I was telling her that, no, sorry, I'm gonna be the one.
Yeah.
When I'm there, everyone's gonna know that you guys are married. But I just felt like you're not living your life.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, I actually can't wait, believe it or not. I can't wait to say, this is my husband.
Yeah, same. I wanna flex, you know? So hard.
I wanna be like, this is my husband. Yeah, I want to be able to say that, you know? So I can't imagine being married and I'm still hiding it. I'm still like,
yeah.
I mean, posting on social media is a big deal anyway. I just think if you're sure that that's your person, you're ready to marry, or it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
The way we are all making it a big deal, I don't think it should be that deep.
Like, what are we doing?
Like, before, people just used to share their boyfriend. Like,
I think it has to be.
Even me, I think I showed one. Do you know what? I was a fool.
Yeah, see, now she's like backtracking.
Fuck.
No, I will. I think.
Like, I'm talking about early 20s, oh, okay. When I was dating, I did used to show.
Okay.
I was insane. you're mad. Oh. Someone that's not your, you know, a proper relationship or, I had felt no way.
Yeah, no. You got to earn that.
All the people on Snapchat, they too much know me that I was a mess. Like if I was there, because I was a lover girl too. Oh, so I didn't mind if I was dating you. Yeah, come on my Snapchat. Da, da, da.
Yeah, they're here for the clout now.
Those days are dead. That girl is dead.
Yeah, she doesn't exist.
She doesn't exist anymore. I don't know what I would say, show or not show. It's kind of like...
No, but it's hard though, because I think if you want a private life, then like you're going to be happier without people putting in. But then if you want to live an authentic life, post them.
That's true.
Depends.
Do you feel like we're putting too much pressure on it though?
Yeah, I think as well, but it's hard because you've got to look and you see it's your business. You're not going to like keep turning up at your husband's work and be like, hi, it's me, I'm here. Hi, I'm my wife. So why do you need to be posted on my page?
That's true.
You know?
And also, like, what if he's... Because I also feel like it's kind of stranger when a man is asking you to do it as well.
Stop that. Like, just stop that.
Show me. I need you to show me to your... Like, what if a man said that to you? Like...
Yeah, no.
Like, your man... Off. Like, you're in a, like, deep relationship. He's like... Just like, Shan, post my picture, man.
No.
Like, why are you not posting me? Like, it makes me feel.
Yeah, no, just no.
Why?
You know, I wouldn't mind. Like, I'd probably be a cryptic poster where I'd be like, you can hug me, but your face is facing that way.
Yeah.
Like, so you know I got a man. But
how long are you going to do that for, do you think?
I don't know. Because I actually want to meet someone. And
that you can share.
Do content and like, because I'm trying to rebrand at the moment anyway.
What, are you going to give us some boyfriend and girlfriend content?
Yeah, I need a boyfriend first.
It's okay, we can hire one.
Yeah, see? But I want to do the whole like wholesome that would be cute, relationship. Though. Like, because then people come on the journey with me. You've seen me do a single
so nice.
Interviews, dating show, to then the ring and the marriage. It would be nice.
I don't want to work with my man.
You're not?
No.
I do.
I don't.
Oh, do you not?
I really don't. I really don't.
No?
I like my space, you know.
Fine.
I also am one of those girls that believes that when I get married, I want separate houses.
What?
Yeah.
What? Are you joking?
No, I wish I was.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I would. Like when you piss me off, I can just fly to Dubai. Like, fuck you, bitch. Like, if you have one house there, I would just go to that house.
No, you could just sleep in the spare room. What do you mean another house?
I want another house. I can't stay, like, I guess it's just my toxicity.
Yeah, Nick.
And I also, I'm one of those girls that I'm very put together. I like to be very put together. And I just think, yeah, you should share everything. Not everything about me you need to know. Even as my husband, you don't need to know and see everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's just what I think. Like, I think have multiple places. Go and get one house there. Go and get one house there. Go and get one house there. And then, like, whenever I need to, I'll just say, yeah, I'm going over here. See you later.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't need to be stuck and super glued to you.
No, I'll just, that's go, how I feel I'll like just go to the next room. Are you joking?
That's
house.
How I feel like everything. That's, I don't know. Maybe because I'm scared of, I get bored as well.
Clearly.
I get bored and I get irritated and I also like my own way. So I think if I'm arguing with you, I'd rather just not be where you are.
Yeah. I want you to move out the space.
I want you to cry that.
I'm going to be having a party. I've got the house myself.
Like, no, yeah, I want him to cry that I'm not there. So I might just, you know, spend a few days.
The absence and silence feel is loud.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I like. But also just because I like my space and I like my own, like, yeah, I'll have a room in your house and then I have a room, rooms in my,
yeah.
I have rooms in my other house.
Oh my God.
That's like my ideal, like, marriage.
That is crazy.
I know. I'm not saying stay away, like...
No, because I'd hate it. I'd do it. And then they'd be like, babe, do you know what? I actually had a really good time. You've been in the other house. Let's just live like this. I'd be like, that would happen to me. He'd prefer being away from me. I'm like, I was by myself married.
I know. There'll be... It's not always going to be, like, the best, but I would like there to be that option. Like, if it wasn't like that, then fair enough. But I would like there to be an option.
Not the option, just go for a walk. Calm down and go for a walk. No,
go to the other house. You're don't crazy. You think, why is that not ginger in you? Like, I'm getting excited thinking about that. Like, I'm so, like,
that I is love crazy.
It. I would love it. Then I bring all my girls there I would just have nights, like, it's our house. Like, I don't know. I just think... For me, when I think about marriage, I would like it to be, you're still your person and so am I.
Yeah.
And I think if we love each other and we respect each other, then I'm not going to feel a way that I'm away and you're away. I wouldn't expect you to disrespect me. So there's someone for me.
Yeah, but you're like basically giving them the opportunity to disrespect. You're like, have the house yourself. But
wait, do you think that?
Yeah.
Why can't a grown man stay in the house on his own?
They do not stay in the house on their own. Come on. This, remember when you said earlier about the delusion, naivety?
Is that delusional?
That's coming right back. You're giving him the free opportunity.
Is that delusion?
I'm not talking to him. I'll probably be like, not talking to him tonight. I've gone to the other house. Have the house to yourself, babe.
So then that means, okay, so that means because I've done that, that means you should now go on a shagging spree.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, but that shows, remember I said
my scorn
respect.
Behavior.
I said respect. So the man
it shines bitterness coming in.
I said the man is supposed to respect me. The man respects me. He's not supposed to be cheating.
Yeah.
But you think he'll be cheating.
What they do and what they're supposed to do and what they do are two different things. Don't let me, let my scorned behavior. Don't let me taint your
babe,
belief.
Nothing can make me, I'm telling you, I swear down, nothing can make that taint. I want separate houses. I do.
Like, that's so extreme. Just have a separate room. The house is extreme.
Do you think? I think separate rooms
is actually fine. That's actually fine. Because, like, being able to sleep good is fine. But
even
on
separate, and then also, like, the men snore.
That's what I'm saying. Have a separate room.
I can still hear it in the house. Yeah. I can still hear it in the house. There's some snorers. You can still hear the van in the other room. Like, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I just feel like I like the thoughts of just having those options. So hopefully.
Yeah.
You'll see what it went. Wait, so when it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm in the second house. I invite you for the girls' day.
Yeah. I'm like, okay,
crying. All right, guys, thank you so much for staying with us and watching Gracefully Said. Please help me thank the beautiful Cheyenne for coming. You're amazing. I actually had a vibe.
Same.
I had the best time. You're actually lovely to talk to as well.
Oh, thank you.
You're a bit of me.
That's
you're a bit of me. So, guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Love you.